There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence, and thank you so much for being with us today. Today, our scripture passage comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, starting at verse 10 through verse 12. In the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe. Like a garment, they will be changed. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. One of the characteristics of youth is the joy of learning, growing, and trying new things. Just learning more about this beautiful world that we live in. Hairstyles, hair colors, fads and dress and accessory, it's all a part of finding our own way in the world and finding our own sense of identity. As most people grow older, they learn that the values that might have been taken lightly in their younger lives, longevity, durability, the dull sameness, can become the positive dependability. We all need something to hold on to, and someone in our life who is dependable and who will always be there for us. The Jewish believers in the early church knew and respected the prophets. The prophets were the messengers of God, and they shared the truth. Oh, sometimes they shared it with compassion, and sometimes with a strong sense of justice and judgment. The people were not always happy with the message. Sometimes they even condemned the messenger. But they knew to listen when the Lord spoke. When the Lord spoke through His prophets, they learned that the message was one that they needed to pay attention to. The Lord would speak to the prophet in various ways. He spoke to Moses from a burning bush. He spoke to Elijah in a still, small voice. He spoke to Isaiah by a heavenly vision. He spoke to Hosea by way of a family crisis. He spoke to Amos by a simple basket of fruit. The prophets were His spokesperson here on earth. But with the coming of Jesus Christ, the writer of Hebrews understood how critical it was that the Jewish believers understand the role and the ministry of Jesus, the Son of God. It is He, the Christ, who is above the angels, above the prophets. There is only one mediator between God and man, Jesus Christ the righteous. The letter to the Hebrews came to a group of believers who were growing in their faith. They were young, and they were excited, and they were happy to explore this new experience of being saved. But they were also growing in a climate of persecution. These young believers were the target of abuse and mistreatment for their loyalty and devotion to the Lord. They weren't hurting anyone else, but how often have we seen that? People who were just doing their best to live a good life, and it just seemed to upset those around them. This little family drew strength from each other and also encouragement from others who were faithful in remembering these in their prayer. It seems impossible, but when the enemy presses in to destroy the people of God, he frequently just fans the flames of the gospel. It is in the midst of our suffering that we frequently begin to understand how important and how powerful our God is. Everything crystallizes. We understand that when everything around us is failing and falling, that the Lord can and will speak strength into our bodies, into our lives, into our witness. We will see miracles that we have never seen before. We will seek Him out in prayer as we have never done before. We can regain our strength, and we can focus in on what really matters. We may lose this whole wide world, but if we have the Lord, we have everything we need. As the people of God come under attack, others in the family, in other lands, in other places, will join in prayer. We will lift up the persecuted church. Prayers travel to this band of the faithful to encourage their hearts as they face these challenges and trials. The writer of the book shares such a strong and encouraging image in these verses for today. The Lord laid out the foundation of the earth. We only see what we see. But by faith, we know that there is a bigger, wider world on whose soil we may never step foot. But there is even more. This world was created and set in motion by a God who is greater than any of us can imagine. He is, in fact, the great God that laid the foundation for the world we now enjoy, and to be sure, the heaven and all that we see and don't see was created by our Lord and graciously shared with us for our good. Even when we have been ungrateful and abusive to the natural gifts our Lord provided, He kindly allowed the waters to purify themselves and the land to replenish so that we could have life. In like manner, the Lord fashioned the heavens. And our Lord? Some ask, where did He come from? Imagine, if you will, a nuclear scientist explaining his or her work to a one-day-old child. His ways are so far above our understanding. If He told us, would we even be able to comprehend? Or would we, as Satan, foolishly try to set ourselves up as some lesser God? We may see mountains crumble, tides rise and fall. We may see everything here on this earth be destroyed. Everything here may come and go, be rolled up as a garment, when its time has passed. But one thing is for sure. The Lord, creator of it all, will continue. Would they allow the persecution of the present to drive them away from truth? Would they give up, surrender to the enemy? The author of Hebrews, many believe to be Paul, reminded them that after the transient nature of everything else comes and goes, the Lord remains the same. And your years, Lord, will never end. We can count on our Lord to be there. He does not change. He will continue to be there for us. His love for us is unwavering, constant, and his care for us will continue to keep us. The facts of their situation and condition may seem bleak, discouraging, but call out to the Lord and he will answer. What a comfort to know that the Lord is here and now for all of his people. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you to know that in the midst of the hurricane winds that are rushing about our lives, in the midst of the challenges we face today, in our homes, on our jobs, with our families, that you are yet here and that you love us. And Lord, that you are working it all out in our favor. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.